Welcome to Shom Achshava and Adav, your sponsor, Lui Nishmas, and Biakushom, Leabas Yitzchok. We're holding in our Dezorah Daf Lamed Aleph. The Gemara in the end of Amud Bey says that the reason why Goyim, when they drink Mayim Megulim, they drink liquids which are revealed, they don't get hurt, even though there is a venom of a snake in it, is because they eat Shkotzim Verimosim Chavil Gufayu. Because they eat all these worms, it makes their body immune to the venom of a snake. Am Yisrael has a more sensitive, more delicate guf, and therefore by them, Mayim Megulim is more of an issue than by Goyim. The Chasam Sofer in Shuvah, it's brought down over here in the Chidushim as well, he says, I was always tamati, I was always a question, how in Halacha we rely on Goyish doctors to determine things they have to do with Halacha? He speaks here specifically regarding Hilchos Nida, when does a woman have a period? We rely on the fact that Goyish doctors tell us what is the nature of woman. Says the Chasam Sofer, how can you rely on Goyish doctors when they're basing themselves on bodies of Goyim? But the bodies of Goyim are different than the bodies of Yisrael, as we see over here in our Gemara. So the Chasam Sofer says, I don't understand how we can rely on Goyish doctors for the body of Yisrael. That's a question of the Chasam Sofer, and he stays with the question. Now the Chora, the answer, and I saw that in Chidusha Meiri, he says a similar mahalach. He brings the Tosfos in Gittin Daf Ayin that says clearly that the reason why we're allowed to give a refuah to a goy, even though we learned in our Gemara that a Jew should not give refuah to a goy, we do it in order to learn from it how to do refuah for Yisrael. So clearly Tosfos says, not like a chasofer, Tosfos says that we do rely on the goyish doctors and goyish medicine and goyish bodies, the tanami of goyish bodies, in order to determine what to do by Am Yisrael. So how do we understand this? So the answer is the Chura, that when the Gemara is telling us that the body of Goyim is different, Chovil Gufayu, and the venom of a snake does not affect them, that's not talking about their physical body. It's talking of the more of the spiritual concept of the body. And this is brought down in the Ben Yishchai. Ben Yishchai, in his Madura base, in Hagdama to Parshas Pirchos, he goes on there to say, he speaks about the difference between the Jewish bodies and the Goyish bodies, and he says the idea that the Gemara said earlier that by Goyim there's Zoyhama. And he says very similar to the Zoyhama that was mentioned in the Gemara earlier, we have the Gemara by us that says that because they eat Shkotzim or Remosim, Chabil Gufay. And what the Bishkanishchai is telling us is that the Shkotzim or Remosim that harm the body of a Goy is not a physical harm. It's not a change in their physical autonomy. But we're talking about a more spiritual aspect, something that has to do like Zohamo, the Pasko, in the time of Har Sinai. We're not talking about a physical thing, we're talking about a spiritual thing. And this gives us a new understanding, and something which makes a lot of sense, in the venom of the Nachash, in the eris of the Nachash. The Nachash got a klolo, and one of the klolos that we have is that the Nachash is and the Adam are opposite of each other. The Adam kills a Nachash, and a Nachash will put venom into the Adam. We know that the Nachash Kadmoini, it's called in Chazal Nachash Kadmoini, which means the Nachash before the Chet, he represents the Sitra Achra. He represents the Yetzirah. He represents all the evil in the world. Which evil? Which bad? Talking about the spiritual evil, not the physical evil. So it comes out now, when the Nachash became the Nachash we have today, and there is a venom of a Nachash, after that this venom, it affects a human being, but not so much because of his physical being, but more because of the spiritual being. The koyach of the nachash stems from the nachash kadmoini. And the same way the nachash kadmoini was the sitra achra yetzirah, also the current nachash, which has a venom, which obviously affects the physical body, but the koyach that he has to overcome a human being comes from more of a spiritual koyach. And that's that's what was left for the Nachash after the Chet. And Imele, when we're talking about the people, the Koyim, that the Nachash does not affect them so much, is because spiritually they're in a lower level. as the Ben Ish Chai is telling us, similar to the Zoyhama that they had that was now removed in Har Sinai, they have the Shkatzurim and Masim to give them more of the Tumor and Venitvesibom and Tamtimbom, which is a spiritual concept, and that is what affects that the Nochash cannot affect them. But we talk about the autonomy, the body itself, then in Chanami there will be no difference between a Goy and a Yisrael. Anyone who wants to join the Shomach Shava email list to WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.